I'm your host, Letitia Bishop, and welcome to the Beauty Talk podcast. Thank you so much for coming and listening to another episode with me. This week, I'm going to be sharing and talking about beauty myths that I think that you should stop believing in right now. Before we get into the episode, if you're listening on your phone, I would love you to screenshot your phone while it's playing the episode and share it on your Instagram stories and tag me in the post so I can see and say hi and thank you for listening. So let's get stuck into it. Myth number one, foundation goes all over the face. This is, yes, what foundation is, sold as is a foundation, it covers the foundation of the face. But I feel like so many women think they need a foundation to begin with. That's not always true. And they're just applying it, not really thinking about it every day, just applying it over the whole face, all the way down, right to the ears, to the hairline, down the neck. And that is a good, definitely down the neck is a really good tip. If you are applying foundation all over your face, you don't want to just stop at the jawline. But maybe you don't need foundation all over your face. Maybe you just need it in the center of your face and blend it out. Really, this is important that you pick a good shade that really blends seamlessly with your skin tone and shade. But maybe you just need it, in between the brows, around the eyes and nose and mouth. And then you can just blend it out much lighter and sheerer towards the edges of your face. I feel like that is a better tip to do, a better style to do if you don't need that much coverage around. Often we don't need so much along the top of the forehead, around the jaw, near the ears and things. We can put some bronzer there to warm up the face, but we don't actually need foundation and coverage. So, less is more with makeup, less to keep on, less to, worry about creasing or wiping off or looking worse during the day as the day goes on. So number one, don't need to apply foundation over the whole perimeter surface of your face. Number two, shimmer is only for the young, or glitter, shimmer or glitter. This is so sad. I don't think anyone should be restricted or told they can't wear something, especially when it comes to makeup, because makeup is fun, right? Makeup is not, it washes off at the end of the day. It's not about, it doesn't have to be serious, I don't think. Makeup, there's no rules, I always say. It's all personal preferences. But there is, some people always do say that when you get older and you have crepiness on your eyelids and around your face, that you shouldn't wear glitter and shimmer. And I think this is so sad. If you want to, go for it. I'm giving you the rights to say Letitia said so, that it's okay. But if you do want to wear shimmer and you don't want to look, you're afraid of looking maybe silly in your opinion, then opt for eyeshadows that have shimmer in it that are in smaller particles of shimmer. There's some really beautiful ones out there that are, finer milled shimmer shadows. And this gives a more luxurious and glamorous look rather than a chunky eyeshadow with a chunky glitter or a chunky shimmer in your eyeshadow. If it has a finer mill, just smaller shimmer. You'll see if you swatch the eyeshadow on the back of your hand and you kind of have a look at it on your hand and you move your hand around, you'll be able to see what kind of shimmer that eyeshadow has, and move your hand around under different lights so you can see, and then that will give you a good idea of if it's a chunky one or a smaller one. And the smaller shimmers do just tend to look a little bit nicer on the crepier, older skin. But it's nothing to worry about. I always say to people when they complain about their age or that they're getting wrinkles, they sit in my chair and they're like, oh, make me look 10 years younger. And I'm like, I hear that a lot. And I'm like, aging is a privilege. Not everyone gets not everyone is fortunate enough to get to age or get to your age. So I remind people to look at it that way. Number three, makeup doesn't expire. Makeup expires, guys. I hope you know that. If you don't, liquid and wet types of makeup, creams, liquids, they expire, or you should be throwing them out much faster than like a powder product, because there's no moisture content to them. So germs and bacteria will grow a lot faster in a wet product. So that is like your foundations, your concealers, cream eyeshadows, cream blushes, and mascaras. All those types of things, you know, mascara is the one that needs to be thrown out. Like, you should be replacing your mascara every 3 months. Not even just because of bacteria and growth and expiry reasons, because it just stops working as well. So your mascara just really dries out. You're not getting as much. When you go to the store and buy a new one and you use it, you're like, oh wow, I do have eyelashes. It's your mascara that was not, you know, performing well. So that's a performance reason. But yeah, try every 3 months to replace your mascaras. But yeah, foundations and cream kind of products, they will be, 12 months is really the lifespan of those. And eyeshadows and powder blushes and powder, setting powders and things do last a lot longer. But do throw things out if you've had them in your drawer for quite a few years. So makeup does expire. Number four, brushes are better than hands. I don't agree on this one. You do not have to use a foundation brush, a concealer brush, even some eyeshadow brushes you can get away with. Your hands do so much for you. Just as long as you're using clean hands, you're okay. So wash your hands before you do your makeup. And I think the hands are great for applying foundation and concealer. The sponges and brushes maybe could do it faster sometimes. Not always, it depends on the products you're using. But the warmth of your fingers really help blend things in, make it become one with your skin. And I think this is very valuable. So save some products and brushes and sponges and use your hands. And I always like, in one of my other earlier episodes, I have a technique where you tap the concealer under your eyes. So tapping really helps build coverage, and swiping with your hands or brushes is what thins things out. So yeah, no shame with using your hands to apply your cream makeup. Applying powder products is a lot harder with your hands. I don't recommend that. But cream products, you're all good. All good in my books. Myth number five, pumping your mascara wand to get rid of the clumps. Okay, you see some people like pump, 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 pump their mascara and then pull it out and use it. This is just inserting air into the tube of your mascara and shortening the life of your mascara. It's going to dry out faster, essentially. So don't do that. It doesn't help. If you have clumps on your mascara wand, you can just pull it out and scrape the mascara brush on the top of the tube, kind of like scraping it and pushing the leftover product back inside the tube. This is better technique than pumping your mascara. So yeah, no pumping. Another myth. Myth number six is you don't need to wear sunscreen if you have sunscreen in your makeup. If anyone knows me, I'm the sunscreen fanatic, sunscreen, pro sunscreen. So many people say to me, oh, but my tinted moisturizer has SPF 25 or SPF 30, or my foundation has SPF 30 or even SPF 50. It doesn't matter. It's not enough. To apply the right amount of SPF that's written on the bottle, you need to apply almost like one teaspoon to get that rating. And I can assure you, nobody is applying that much of their tinted moisturizer or foundation, because it just won't set on your face. It will literally melt off or fall off. You just couldn't get that much on your face, I don't think. And so therefore, you're not applying enough of that product to get the SPF rating and coverage. So it's not helping. I mean, it's helping a tiny bit. Yes, it's better than absolutely nothing. But it's not, don't go out there thinking that you are now protected from the sun because of that, because you're not reapplying it throughout the day and you're not applying enough to begin with. So I always recommend a separate sunscreen product before your makeup and applying enough of it. Apply more than you need. Let it have time to set on the skin. Sunscreen needs time to form a film and a barrier between you and the sun. So don't go in straight away and disturb that with your foundations or concealer. You've got to let that set. Try 10 minutes. So makeup with SPF rating is nice, but it's not protecting you, is what the number on the bottle says. Yeah. Sorry. Myth number 7. I think we're up to 7. Concealer goes before foundation. I don't agree. I think that you should apply the foundation first if you're using foundation, or apply it where you need it, and then you apply, then you assess and see if you need concealer where you need it. Normally, you need a little bit more under your eyes of concealer, but the foundation might have covered everything else, like redness around your nose or your mouth, or any blemishes on your cheeks. So I feel like it's always good to apply a thin layer of your foundation first and then assess what you need for concealer. Also, you could just apply concealer and no foundation. This is what I love to do on days where I'm not filming anything or just having a rest, quiet day. I would just put concealer under my eyes and around my nose and then blend it out into my skin. And yeah, no need to wear a full layer of concealer for that day. So yeah, if you are doing both, like concealer and foundation, I would do a foundation first and then concealer. Myth number 8. Dark eyeliner makes your eyes look bigger. I used to wear the black Kohl under my eyes every day as well. Mostly under your eyes. It was a weird look. But yeah, often people think that wearing eyeliner will make them bigger, but I disagree. I feel like it closes off the eye. A lot of people feel like this. It closes off the eye. It makes it just smaller and darker in that area. It really depends on your eye shape. I have like sunken, like hollow eyes. They sit further back in my head. Some people's eyes really can sit really far in their eye socket and protrude. So then you may want to be making them smaller. So that's where eyeliner really does help. It really defines them and makes them a little bit smaller looking. But mine, and if you have eye shapes like me, I never wear black eyeliner. Mascara makes a ginormous difference of making your eyes appear bigger and wider and awake. And if I want definition around my lashes, I opt for an eyeshadow that is darker, but never black. Always just like a darker plum or brown shade, and I will put that on the lower lash line, and I won't ever bring it to the inner corner of the eye. Just always keep them on the outer corner of your eyes, and I'll do that on the top and the bottom on the outer corner of my eyes, and that I feel like is what makes it large. Your eyes appear bigger, and blend it out very softly, blended, no harsh lines. That just really shrinks the eye, in my opinion. Myth number 9, a lot of people think that priming your face is, using a primer and a moisturizer are very similar, that moisturizer is also priming the skin. It is like setting your skin up ready for makeup. You wouldn't want to put makeup on like completely dry skin, that wouldn't be helpful, but it is in no way similar to primer, like makeup primers. These do a very different thing to what moisturizer does. Moisturizer is purely just adding moisturizer and hydration to your skin, which is extremely important step before makeup. But primers, they can do a huge range of things. So typically they are for keeping makeup to last longer on your skin, and they are excellent at blurring pores. So they have like silicones and things that kind of temporarily fill up and make your skin appear smoother. They have ingredients that help makeup stay on and stick on the face longer and don't get as oily as fast during the day. And then you can also get primers that have different shades. So you can get ones that kind of reduce redness or give more brightness to the skin. This is like a huge difference to a regular moisturizer. So yeah, if you do want to experiment with primers, there is a lot out there. My favorite current one that I'm using is the Laura Mercier. Hang on, it's behind me. What's it called? The Laura Mercier blurring primer. It's a pure canvas blurring one. I really love this. It's gotten me back into enjoying primers again. I don't know why. I never used to wear them very often. I always had so many problems with them peeling when I would wear, well, every day I wear sunscreen, so it would always peel. But this one's silicone free, so maybe it has something to do with that. But I'm not against silicones or anything, but just when you layer so many products with silicone, you can run into some problems. But the Laura Mercier Pure Canvas Primer Blurring is a tick from me. Another myth that I've read online is that eyelash curlers are painful to use. No, not true. You're doing it wrong. Eyelash curlers should not be painful at all, because you should only be like pinching and bending on hair, like hair, like your eyelash hair. So like if you pinch your hair on your head or your hair like on your shoulders, like your long hair, that doesn't hurt. You don't feel it. So and if you pinch your skin, you feel it. So you're obviously pinching your eyelid, your eye skin, if you feel like eyelash curlers hurt. It's a bit of a learning curve using eyelash curlers and getting the hang of it. I always recommend chin up and then look down with your lashes into a mirror. So when you put your chin up, you're kind of like exposing your eyelashes more, especially if you have hooded eyes like me. It exposes them, and then you can wiggle the lash curler in. You can wiggle the lash curler onto your lashes and then do a light, gentle squeeze, like pump first. If you don't feel any pain, then go in hard. If you feel pain, start again, reposition the eyelash curlers. And also, don't just try one brand and think, oh, lash curlers are not for me. Try a few ones, because they're not all created the same. And they shouldn't be either, because everyone has a different eye shape. So finding one that works for you. I prefer ones, actually I don't know why, but I prefer the ones that are designed for Asian eyes that are a much more flatter curve. Somehow I can get that closer to my lashes. Some are made in a much sharper, more circle curve, the band, the metal part. So yeah, try those different ones. See if the flatter curve works more for you, because I found that really, really helps with me. I know I've not tried them, but what is the Tweezerman? I think Tweezerman, that is a popular like makeup tools brand for tweezers and other things. I think they do a more flat curve lash curler. Maybe I'll try to link that down below, and any others that I can find online as well. So yeah, lash curlers should not hurt if you're doing it right. Okay, I think that is all of the myths I want to bust today. A little short episode today. I hope you don't mind. Let me know if you have any other makeup myths that you would like me to comment on or bust for you. Yeah, any thoughts you have about the episode today? Any questions, please leave it in my message me on Instagram, DM me, or over on my Facebook group. I will leave all of those links down below in the podcast show notes or the YouTube show notes, because if you didn't know, you can also watch this episode on my YouTube channel. I'm recording all of the podcasts for visual. I'm recording them, for like a video podcast as well. Why not? Two in one, make it easier. So you can watch it on YouTube. You can listen to these episodes on, I've got that on Spotify. I've got it on the Apple Podcasts and a few others. The Google one. Yeah. Let me know if it's not on one that you like to listen to and I can try to get it up on there for you. But yeah, as always, ask me any questions that you have and I will see you in the next one. Bye guys.